Hi folks, this is John Rastetter, Vice President of Sales for Pomarco's Analox Roll business. And I'm coming to you today from our facility here in Atlanta, Georgia. Recently, I spoke to you about the IRIS proofer and the value that it creates in assuring correlation between ink coming out of your ink kitchen or from your ink supplier and your printing press and the various printing presses that you have installed in your facility. The purpose of this device is to ensure that we were able to hit color. But equally important is our ability to use this tool as a means of reducing the make-ready time that's associated, directly associated, with ink adjustment. So when you talk about the value of your press time, depending on the age of your asset, the type of press that you're utilizing, it's not unheard of for $600, $800, $1,000 an hour value from a billable standpoint. When you start thinking about those kinds of costs on an hourly basis, and then you say to yourself, well, I run 8-hour shifts, I run 2 shifts a day, I run 5 days a week, and my average setup time associated with ink adjustment is 15 minutes. What would be the cost savings if I was able to reduce that by 5 minutes through the ability of getting ink to press that doesn't require any significant amount of adjustment, or even worse, being sent back to the ink department to be reformulated? So that example on one press for setup time and saving that 5 minutes is worth about $208,000 a year in possible savings. And that's based on a $600 an hour press time. There's a couple other ways that we should look at this as well, and it varies depending on your own application. But the control of the viscosity, the pH in case of water-based ink systems, and the temperature of the ink can also greatly reduce the consumption of ink over time. So think of the typical operator that's checking his ink every 15 minutes on a hot summer day. He's losing the amines, he's losing water, the temperature on the shop floor can be quite high, and depending on the surface area that he's dealing with, there can be pretty significant shifts in those key components, pH and or viscosity. By controlling the viscosity, we're able to have consistent ink being used and applied to the plate and applied to the substrate. Over the course of 15 minutes, if it's not being controlled, that ink continues to increase in viscosity. The amount of pigments that we're putting onto the substrate increase. Therefore, the ink consumption is higher at the 15-minute mark than it is at the 1-minute mark. I think you get where I'm headed to here. By utilizing ink viscosity control systems, and particularly temperature control systems, we're able to ensure that every 30 seconds or every 15 seconds, we're adjusting for those variations in the ink. And if we're maintaining ink temperature, we greatly reduce the evaporation of the amines or the solvents from the ink system. And that means that we're also reducing ink consumption. If you think about what you spend today on an annual basis for ink, your ink consumption for the same amount of dollars you ship out of the building is probably much higher in the summer months than it is in the winter months. It's all based on temperature and evaporation. So I challenge you to sit down and think about the control of your inking system and how maintaining pH, viscosity, and controlling temperature are all going to have a very beneficial impact to the bottom line of your business. Pomarco is working closely with a company called Gamma, Italian company that's producing some very sophisticated, very simple to operate viscosity, pH, and temperature control systems. We'd be glad to talk to you about that in more detail. Reach out to one of your Pomarco representatives or pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd be glad to talk. John Rastetter here, Vice President of Sales for Pomarco. Thank you.